I've never really worked a 9-to-5 consistently, but if you have a boss telling you what to do, you have certain hours you have to be there. If a farm, it's up to you, and if you want to slack off and not do stuff, then it won't get done, and you're going to be in trouble, but no one's there to tell you to do it. And then the responsibility is not only financially for yourself, but for the animals. I think there's a lot of pressure if you're a livestock farmer. If something dies and you feel like it was your fault, it weighs on you. Yeah, well, I overheard my sister, and she said that a lot of the time you spend together is working, and that's true. That can be good and bad. A lot of the time when you're younger, and still now, it's hard to work with your parents in any profession, I would imagine, but farming. The other day you said that, or you asked my father what his favorite thing about farming was, or one of his favorite things, and he said he didn't have a boss. If you're a kid, you get a boss. So that takes away one of the benefits. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the self-motivation and the large risks you take. And there's no guarantee you're going to get paid for the work you're doing. And you're really dependent on the climate and what the weather's like that year, and you can really get hurt. I don't know. In this farm, I'm not sure, in 10 years. Farming in general, I will be involved with. Say pretty likely. Because I'm going to vet school for large animal, but I don't know if I'll be back here or somewhere else.